When I look back, the garden is a dream to me. It was beautiful, surpassingly beautiful, enchantingly beautiful. And now it is lost, and I shall not see it anymore. Now we had to go further to find our food. Adam had been out foraging for a week when little Cain was born. It was a great surprise to me. I was not aware that anything was going to happen. But it is just as Adam is always saying.
It is the unexpected that happens.
I did not know what to make of it at first. However, I soon began to take an interest in it. And this interest grew day by day. Presently, this interest became affection, then love, then idolatry, and I longed for Adam to return and share my unendurable joy with me.
We have named it Cain. She caught it while I was up country trapping. It is a different than a new kind of animal, a fish perhaps.
At last he came, but he did not think it was a child. He meant well, but he could accept nothing until it was scientifically proven. The alarms I passed through in the next year are quite beyond description.
When I put it in the water to see, it sank. And she plunged in and snatched it out before there was opportunity for the experiment to determine the truth of the matter. Later, I entertained the possibility that it was a kangaroo on account of its long back legs. But now I am convinced that it is a bear. I examined its mouth. There's no danger yet. It has only one tooth. It has no tail yet. It makes more noise now than it ever did before, and mainly at night. I have moved out. But I shall go over mornings to breakfast and to see if it has more teeth. If it gets a mouthful of teeth, it will be time for it to go, tail or no tail.
He believed I had found it in the woods, and he would go away at times and hunt for another. And this gave the child and me a blessed times of relief and peace.
I believe I will go off on a far expedition among the forests of the north and make an exhaustive search. There must certainly be another one somewhere, and this one will be less dangerous when it has company of its own species. I will go straight away.
As soon as he was out of sight, I hugged my precious to my heart and smothered it with kisses and cried for thankfulness. The poor little thing seemed to realize that something fortunate for us had happened. And it would kick and crow and smile the happy smiles of childhood all the way down to his brain, or whatever those things are down there.
It has been a weary, weary hunt, yet I have had no success. In the meantime, without stirring from the home estate, she has caught another one. I never saw such luck. I might have hunted these woods 100 years, and I never would have run across that thing.
Next came our little Abel. I think we were a year and a half, or 2 years old when Cain was born, and about 3 or 3 and a half when Abel was added. By this time, Adam was getting to understand. Gradually, his experiments grew less and less troublesome.
I've been comparing the new one with the old one, and it is perfectly plain that they are the same breed. I was going to stuff one of them for my collection, but she's against it for some reason or other, so I've abandoned the idea.
We have 9 children now, half boys, half girls. Adam came to love the children fondly after he had gotten them scientifically classified. And from that time till now, the bliss of Eden is perfect.
10 years later, I now recognize that I was mistaken in the beginning. They are boys. We found it out long ago. It was their coming in that small, immature shape that puzzled us. We were not used to it. There are some girls now, too. Abel is a good boy. But if Cain had stayed a bear, it would have improved him.